Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 321 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. 6. Q. Did you hear A.H. Hensley in Monroe, Georgia, between said dates, make any statements as to what he believed about the guilt of Leo M. Frank of the murder of Mary Fagan? If so, what were those statements? A. Yes, he believed him guilty. 6. Q. Did A.H. Hensley in Monroe, Georgia, between said dates, in your presence and hearing, say he thought Leo M. Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan? If so, did he state it positively and firmly? How did he make the statement? Give his language as well as you recollect it. If you do not recollect his language, what was the tenor of it? A. He was very vehement, as stated. There was no doubt from what he said that it was his conviction that Frank was guilty. 7. Q. Did you hear A.H. Hensley in Monroe, Georgia, between said dates, say anything about what the jury that tried Leo M. Frank for the murder of Mary Fagan would do if that jury did its duty? If so, what did he say, giving his language as nearly as you can recollect it, and if you cannot recall the exact language, state the tenor and effect of said language? I only recall that, to the best of my recollection, he said that if the jury did turn Frank aloof, Frank would never get away alive. 8. Q. How long did A.H. Hensley discuss the guilt of Leo M. Frank in Monroe, Georgia, between said dates? And how many times did he repeat the statement that he thought Frank was guilty in your hearing? A. About 2.5 hours, according to my recollection. He made the statement repeatedly. It might have been only 3 hours. 9. Q. At the time you heard the statements answered or referred to, who else was present and who else heard these statements, if you know? A. Dr. W. J. Ricker. And at times during the period there were others, but their names I don't recall. My partner, Mr. Harris, was out of the city. 10. Q. State in full, what is your business occupation or occupations? A. A member of the firm of Nunnally and Harris, composed of